gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Wednesday morning, it is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. You can follow the show on Twitter and Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie. And the number to be part of the show, more than welcome to call in anytime. It's 833-563-2539. Now, we have a lot going on today, but people are like, hey, what time are you guys giving away that Amazon gift card? We're doing that at 8:10, 7:10 Central. We're actually doing that today, tomorrow, and Friday. And it's really easy. You answer one true or false question, you get it right. You're winning yourself $100, which you can spend on anything. Let's go around the room. Say good morning. Hey, McKenzie.
Hello. Good morning. How's it going?
Going good. How was your day yesterday?
Really busy, although I feel like I failed because I had all of these things. I was killing it on Monday, and I was like, I'm going to check off all these things off my list, and I got maybe two or three things done, and I just ran out of gas. I was just like, sheer exhaustion took over. But I did get my nails done, so that was my me time, so that was really
fun. What color
did
you go with?
I went back to red because I had red, then I went dark. And then I went back to holiday
So
red.
Was it my suggestion of red? Because I said red, white,
yes,
or green.
Yes, it was. And I have to face the box of shame coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, you know what? It's going to be a holiday edition. I don't know what I have to do, but I thought I'll go with red to go with the theme.
I don't know what you're doing either. I know there's some good ones in there because I put a few good ones in there.
I'm really scared.
All right, pork chop. You had a scary box of shame. People can actually check it out on our Instagram, Joe McKenzie. A couple of weeks ago, you had to have Thanksgiving kind of blended up. I think it actually broke my blender. My wife and I had to throw it away.
Are you serious?
It was just an older blender. It's not your fault, but yeah, it started smoking in studio, dude. It was an old one. It's like, I think it was a hand-me-down or something. But anyways, you don't have to do that, but how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I worked at the steakhouse, and I only had two tables, but they both tipped very generously.
Good.
Yay!
Yep, so I would say I had a good day yesterday. Only got a little hour nap in, but I work again tonight. And so,
aren't you working a lot this week? I was talking to you like off the air. You're like, man, I got to work a lot this week.
Yeah. If you would say like there's like 14 shifts in a week, right? Like, let's say there's 7 days in a week, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, if you were working like morning,
I double
and night,
every day.
Correct. So, anyways, I'm working 13 shifts this week.
Dang. Oh.
Yeah. It's just
all those times they offered to call you off have come back to haunt you.
The good thing, though, is that it's the holiday season,
yes,
which means a lot more people are going out to dinner.
Exactly.
They're going out with friends, which means a lot more money.
Lip knows what she's talking
about.
We're
going to get some really good holiday presents.
I know. They better tip you out before it's my birthday.
McKenzie said holiday presents, and Pork Chop just like,
Literally, like, I haven't paid rent yet. What's today, the 4th? Oof.
Wait, when can you go until for your rent? Obviously, it's probably doing the first.
I was doing the first.
Pay it tomorrow without penalty.
That's what I was wondering.
But
okay,
after that, it's a $65 late fee. And then if I don't pay it by like the 9th, I get an eviction notice. But the thing is,
are you serious?
Yeah.
That is so intense.
The thing is, we get paid the 10th.
but
look at that evil laugh.
The 10th is on a weekend.
Tuesday. No, it's on Tuesday.
Oh,
trust me.
Nope, you're right.
I know.
You're right.
I can tell you every time we're getting paid.
Bless you. Yeah.
So what's your plan? Are you going to rob a bank?
Can
or
you
what
do halfsies and say, owe you tomorrow?
I'll pay you for one bedroom.
I'm so glad you asked. I've already got this all figured out.
Okay.
So I took off. I'm taking PTO Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week.
Uh-huh.
So they, like, you get the eviction notice Monday, but they file it to the court Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Why is this so? You don't get a warning before you get an eviction notice?
You do. The warnings pay it on the first. But anyways, so I've got this figured out. I'm going to go to Kroger, get my little cashier's check at like 8:50 a.m. that morning, and then I'm going to be at the door waiting and be like, please don't call the eviction people. Here's my money.
That's worst case scenario.
I mean, yeah, it's the
only case.
It
sounds like it's his best case scenario.
Well, you know, maybe you'll get a lot of cash tips.
Mm-hmm.
If you visit Pork Chop, give them all of the cash tips.
How much are you paying in rent now? Because I'd have to talk to Lindsay, but I think I could give you our room. It's got a full shower and bath. I think I could do that for about $600 a month.
What about my boyfriend?
Yeah, he could be. I let both of you in there. $600 bucks a month.
And my dog?
Hostage boy is out to say.
Oh, there's a pet fee. That's another $100. But that's still cheaper. $700 bucks a month. Find a better deal.
I pay $1,100.
Oh my gosh. I'm saving
rent.
You. I'm giving you a deal,
dude,
here.
Dude, you could move in with my boyfriend. His roommates pay absolutely nothing. They pay so cheap.
Get off my hustle. Get off my hustle.
Sorry.
I'm trying to help a friend.
Actually, but coming from the West Coast, doesn't that rent sound amazing?
Yes.
I mean, that's like.
I mean, that's, I paid the same thing in Portland, Oregon, and I had a little tiny bedroom. Okay. Here, at least I have a two-bedroom.
There you go.
All right. Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I got rest like I needed. I did have to get some things done and run some errands, but I'm just, you know when, like, you don't feel good for so long that you forget what it feels like to feel good?
I
feel like my stomach is just going to be messed up for the rest of my life.
Now, you had the little virus stomach thing, but be honest. Mm-hmm. Did you go a little cray-cray on Thanksgiving and eat some stuff your body doesn't like to handle?
No, absolutely not.
Wow, okay.
My mom is an absolute saint. She cooked two stuffings, two mac and cheese. She cooked two of everything. So everything was dairy-free and gluten-free. So I didn't have anything that had dairy. I didn't have anything that had gluten. I just have a lot of nieces and nephews, and they had the stomach bug, and I caught it, and so I'm still, like, I feel this is the best I've felt in about 5 days or 4 days, but my stomach still feels weird, man. It still feels funky.
But you have some days off coming up, so you can just...
Well, so that's also a problem. So tomorrow, I do have off from the radio station, but it's my boot camp for Cycle Bar, so I will be riding on a bike for 8 hours from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. I will be on a bike riding. We'll get, like, some breaks and, like, a lunch break, but I'm, like... I need my health to be restored.
I say, though, if you're not getting up at 3 a.m., it's going to be fine. I feel like the sleep affects you in every single area of your life. Once you get sleep, I feel like you can just soar and do anything.
That's so true.
It's true.
That's so true. So I'll be fine.
Eight hours. I'm afraid you're going to die, but okay, good luck.
I can do that. That's
eight
awesome,
hours
though.
On a bike?
It's fun. It's like the adrenaline
Mackenzie,
and the energy.
I can't even do 8 hours in a car. Oh my God.
He's like, did you just see Joe's face?
May the Lord be with you. Okay.
You got this, girl.
And then for myself, yesterday, my poor dog Paddington, and speaking of money, holy crap, I should have been a vet. I like our vet.
They do make bank.
They make bank. We went yesterday to the vet. My poor dog, just kind of seasonal stuff. He had his ears have been itching more than usual. Poor dude had an ear infection in both ears.
Oh, did you have to get the goopy? Because my little Belle always had ear infections. You had to put the goop and then flip the ear over and then push it around. It's not pleasant.
$200 for 10 minutes.
Every time I would take her to the vet, at least 200.
And I love my dogs, but we'd be debt-free, Lindsay, if you're listening right now. We have the student loans paid off. But yeah, $200 for that. And then I'm excited. Today's a big day. Me and Pork Chop and our buddy Chad are going to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
How did it go last? Didn't you play last night?
I'm still installing the game. My buddy Chad's like, it'll take you a day. It really does. It is like the biggest game download I've ever done in my life.
Why does it take forever?
I don't know if there's all these things. Mackenzie, I don't know. I like games like passively, but you have to like download all these things to be interactive. And I'm like, I just want to play the game.
So today's the day you get to dive in.
Yeah, and get my butt kicked.
Ooh, another that's thing. Fun though.
So I'm looking forward to going, boom, headshot. Mackenzie, what's coming up in the tea?
Ooh, the one thing Jimmy Kimmel hates to do. Plus, J-Lo Cardi B coming to Broadway. What the what? Deets in one song.
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. More drama over on America's Got Talent. Okay, so Gabrielle Union was fired. Everybody was weighing in. Yesterday, Howard Stern made statements about how it's a boys' club. And now, Sharon Osbourne is making a statement.
It is a boys' club. And the boys take care of each other, and the women are not paid as much as the men. I was on the show before Howie. I love Howie, and I don't begrudge anyone earning what they earn. But when my old ass has been there and I get an American airline ticket and he's in a private plane because I'm me and I'm not in the club and I'm not one of the guys.
And then they went on, the other hosts were talking about, hey, this is a statement from NBC and it's very PC.
NBC did issue a statement. They do remain committed to ensuring a respectful workplace for all employees and take very seriously any questions about workplace culture.
NBC can kiss my ass!
Wow, Sharon Osbourne. She just does not care.
I like that one.
Yeah, they were saying how, you know, Gabrielle Union, and this was actually Wendy Williams was talking about this because Julian Hough was like, oh, my time was lovely there. But here's the thing, her money's not secure, as Wendy Williams was saying. Like, she still works with NBC and has to be hoity-toity about it. But other people that are, like, secure and don't really need it, they just can say whatever they want. And so they're really dishing how it is behind the scenes. So I don't know. It's very interesting. That makes that show a little more exciting, though, with all the drama surrounding it.
I know. I want to see, like, the behind-the-scenes footage of them fighting. I don't care about all the other stuff.
Exactly.
That's the real talent.
We want the drama. Well, Ellen DeGeneres had her good friend Jimmy Kimmel on her show, and he revealed the one thing he hates to do.
I do write thank you notes, and it is the worst part of my year. It really is.
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of gifts, because everybody who works on my show gives me a gift. Ass kissers, you know how
that
goes.
Right.
And I have to write a note for each one, and I'd almost trade the gift to not have to write the note.
Oh, dude, I remember, like, my graduation, two times in my life, my graduation party, like, when I graduated from high school, and then also our wedding.
The wedding,
so appreciative, but it's like, can't I just do, like, a Facebook post? I'll tag you in it. Can I tag you?
The handwritten thank you notes from a wedding, like, writing 300 thank you notes. Oh, it's rough. But I gotta say, that's such a classy move, to write a handwritten note, a thank you note.
That's why you need to elope. Then you have to write all those notes.
Exactly. J-Lo, get this, as she wants to develop hustlers for Broadway.
That's something that would be amazing. I think actually it really lends itself to a Broadway show and to a live performance show. I don't know that I would do it, but I would produce it for sure. I don't know. Maybe. You never know with me. That's the truth.
That would be so cool with Cardi B. Did you see that movie, Joe?
I have not seen it yet.
Everyone says it's really good.
I mean, I remember talking in Indy when we had Pride earlier in the year. Lizzo performed, and I got to talk to her before the movie came out. And she's like, well, you'll have to see. But she really got me excited, wanting to see the movie and talking about it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen it yet. So
I think I might have to watch it this weekend at some point. But I would love to see that on Broadway.
Lulu's like, Mama, can we watch Hustlers? No.
No, that would not be with her.
Sorry about
that. But something
that.
For her that she would love and be very excited about, it's National Cookie Day.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Favorite cookie?
Oh my gosh, it's an easy one. It's gotta be the like the cookies from Jimmy John's, like the chocolate.
Oh yeah,
they had like two or three chocolates inside of there. That and then
so chocolatey, chunky, delicious.
Okay, I changed my mind. Peanut butter cookies.
I changed it.
Peanut butter cookies, like where you push them down with the knife or
the fork.
I mean, what about you?
I love classic and like Toll House chocolate chip homemade, but I also love Subway's cookies. It sounds so
weird. It's funny. They're so
really
good.
They have a raspberry cheesecake cookie that is so delish. It's a hidden secret. So if you see one, get it. You will not be sorry.
Chaps, do you have any kind of cookie you like?
I love Subway's white macadamia nut.
You like Subway's cookies are the deal.
The M&Ms are so good too.
Yeah.
But I also like, do you guys know the Oreo cookies that only come out around like December time? They're regular Oreos, but they're dipped in white chocolate fudge.
Yes, honey.
Those
did
are
you
the
just
best.
Kill like a dinosaur?
So
what
good.
Was that?
I'm like salivating over here.
Okay, bottom line, hey, if you work with cookies, could you please drop them off to the station?
We
are craving some hardcore. I don't know if you guys have a leftover policy, but I just saw this and I didn't know if I was going to say I was impressed or I was disgusted. But there are still people that are eating their Thanksgiving leftovers almost a week later. We're 6 days out. I'm going to tell you how many people, and I kind of want to get like a feel of the room here, how we feel about leftovers. Coming up in less than 10 minutes here, it's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. It is a Wednesday here on Joe and McKenzie. So glad you're hanging out with us, and you can join in this conversation. Like to know what you kind of have your own personal policy when it comes to the leftovers. 833-563-2539. I don't know if you guys did any research. I just saw this and said, bleh.
What's the scoop?
3% of people are still eating their Thanksgiving leftovers. According to this new survey out there, 10% of people under 24, I guess, will keep on eating them more than a week after Thanksgiving. And I am the king of doggy bags to go. I do leftovers. A lot of things, like, don't gross me out. I'll cut around stuff. But I actually ran into this issue last night with my wife. We had some mac and cheese. We had some green bean casserole. We were out of turkey. But we had that, and I think, like, a cornbread pudding or something.
Okay.
Something like that. All delicious stuff, but I was like, oh, I really want it, but I just don't think it's safe anymore. So I had her toss it out. We threw it away last night.
I'm proud of you.
I just, my biggest thing is, as much as I want to eat something, I don't want to get sick. So I didn't want to risk it.
Ew.
But I did eat something, and this is where I feel fine. It was really good. I felt bad. I love pecan pie. Okay. I didn't have a slice of it until yesterday.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah, like that she made. I didn't have any of it from Thanksgiving. I don't know, just like I was so full and I've been so busy that I didn't eat the pie, but I had like 3 slices yesterday and it tasted fine.
Oh, I say, okay, so here's the deal. I hate leftovers. I'm just not a leftover girl. I'll toss it. I just like, ugh, it's just not appealing to me. But they say once leftovers are put away in the fridge, you literally just have like a day or two or
that's
else they become a safety risk.
Even in that cool, like cold environment?
And people say like 4 days tops for your Thanksgiving leftovers, especially the turkey.
Yeah, I've heard that like the turkey is the one thing that you do not want to leave for that long. You don't want to linger and you don't want to like risk it with. I feel like though, pumpkin pie, like I feel like that.
Like a bakery sweet, like sugary thing?
Yeah, like I feel like if you keep it like refrigerated, like that should be good for a week, right?
Well, they say 3 to 4 days tops on everything.
Oh, yeah, I was
unless you're going to freeze it.
I get the idea of flavor, but are we talking like health?
Yeah, I was going to say 3 days. That's when like bacteria can start to grow on cooked meat and dairy. Is after 3 days.
Yeah. So jeez, 3 to 4 days is a good rule of thumb.
So yesterday I was over my boyfriend's house and I think every single one of his roommates were still eating their Thanksgiving leftovers.
Oh, no.
Oh man. My mom is like Kiki because she made a feast and we didn't have that many people at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So she will not let you leave without a huge bag, goodie bag
take
of
something.
Like leftovers. Then I had them in my fridge and I looked at them and I was just like, this was like on Monday. I was like, bleh, and I just tossed everything. Not that it wasn't all delicious.
You're lucky you got a food bank right here called pork chop. This guy needs food so bad.
I am the king of leftovers.
I love leftovers.
Really? And I think I love them because I don't feel bad asking for them because most people don't.
You know what you should never do leftovers? Sushi.
Oh.
That's so dangerous. I just want to throw that out there.
That is disgusting.
So
what about this though, pork chop? I want to know. Like you say you have no problem asking like for leftovers.
Right.
You know, you guys can judge me if you want, but have you ever been out somewhere and let's say live, for example? I don't know if you eat a lot or not, but let's say you order something really big
and
you didn't finish it. You had like over half a plate left. Like, would you take her sweet and sour chicken?
No. I'm talking about like leftovers from like, you know, a community dinner where you're scooping it out of a pan, not where it's already on your plate. I don't want those leftovers.
Like where someone's touched their mouth and put their utensil back in their mouth, the utensil back. No.
I still want it in the pan.
I went one time. There's a Chinese restaurant by a radio station I used to work at. We'd go there every Tuesday. The sushi was half off, too. I don't know what that means. But we'd go there, and my buddy Nick, he's like this bean pole. He's like 6'2", and the guy always like left like over a half a plate of a Chinese food. I'm like, bro, you're leaving all the good stuff there. So they're like, plate. He's like, no. I'm like, two bags. So I took his there.
Oh, good.
See, like, I will take my boyfriend. Like, my boyfriend has leftovers in the fridge. I'll eat that. I don't know why. I just don't get grossed out by that.
If I'm at, like, a restaurant or Lulu, like, say she gets a big, like, club cheeseburger or something.
Yeah.
And then she eats half of it. Like, I will maybe the next night, like, we'll fix it.
But yeah,
I'm
yeah.
really, like, immediate. Or else it's done.
Well, hey, if Lulu
everything.
Doesn't want it or you don't want it, bring it in the next morning. Just keep it cold.
I will. I definitely will.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.
Well, speaking of losing weight, if you want to do that, there's actually a gum out there that might help you lose weight. And some amazing audio and video we'll put up online at joemckenzie.com of a guy saving a dude's life about to end it all. Wait till you hear this audio. It's going to make you cry. I'm giving you a mascara alert, okay?
Oh, no, I'm going to go get tissues now.
Yep, Joe's Need to Know News is coming up after Lewis Capaldi. Then after we do all that, we'll get into Song of the Day. Oh,
hold on a second. Real quick, what were you saying without saying names?
You were saying he looks like he drinks wine. And I said, yes. What do you mean by that? I didn't understand what you meant by saying a man that looks like he drinks wine.
Do you understand now?
And Liv says that that's not manly, but I think it's so sophisticated and sexy. Joe, I love men who drink wine.
Joe was meaning it like, oh, he drinks wine. He's not a man because he doesn't drink beer, which one is such like toxic masculinity and also conforming to gender roles. But also, I think it's sexy when a man drinks wine and when he likes it and when he knows about wine. I think that's hot.
You know what? I didn't even mean to. I want to talk about this a bit later. It's like sometime. This is a good topic.
Are you kidding me? It is so sexy. It's a sophistication level. I love it.
For the record, I drink beer, not wine. So I'm manly.
All right, maybe I do need to drink wine.
That does not weigh
your manliness.
It's like a man who plays guitar versus piano. It's preference. Like a man that can play piano to me is way sexier than a man who can play guitar.
Yeah, nothing says ultimate manly like Elton John. Come here,
John
baby.
John Legend is the sexiest
Tinkle
man alive.
Tinkle my ivories real quick. All right.
Yeah, John Legend.
Hello.
One, the sexiest man alive.
Sexiest man alive.
Ladies, let's save this. We'll table
this. Okay, let's table this.
Go pour you a glass and we'll get to it in a little bit.
Please do.
Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. You ever driven across the country? The longest I've been on is like from Michigan to Florida, so that's kind of across the country.
How long was that? That's a haul.
I think it was like 17 or 18 hours.
I've done it 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take you?
Each time was different. One time was 3 days, one time was a day and a half.
Where'd you go? Jersey to Portland?
Jersey to San Diego, San Diego to Michigan, Michigan to Portland, Portland to Michigan.
Wow.
Dang. Okay, well, check this out. You cannot even compare to these people. This is insane. Two cross-country racers broke the Cannonball Run mark by driving across the U.S. in 27 hours and 25 minutes. They left New York City just after midnight on November 10th and drove to Redondo Beach, California. They installed a fuel cell on their trunk so they could make longer distances between stops for gas. They also had radar detectors, laser jammers, and a police scanner in the vehicle. They also had, this is the big thing, 18 scout vehicles, like people kind of checking the trip ahead of them to make sure there were no speed traps, traffic, if there's construction, like no, take Highway 5 instead of Highway 20.
Oh, awesome.
So they don't get stuck along the way. They averaged a speed of 103 miles per hour.
That was the average?
They hit a top speed of 193 miles per hour.
Woo!
In an undisclosed location. They said it was a pretty uneventful trip, and it beat the previous record of 28 hours and 50 minutes.
And that was from where to where again?
It was from New York City to Redondo Beach, California. So they went from the East Coast to the West Coast. That's insane.
Did you guys ever have one of those radar machines? I feel like my dad had one growing up that you can sense.
Little scorpions. Yeah. Like,
and it was so annoying. But I guess, do you feel like they really work?
No, because I got a speeding ticket, so it didn't work for me. It's like, do-do-do, laser. It's like,
I'd say they work.
I've had people in front of me like slow down all of a sudden for no reason. I'm like, what the? And then we go, and there's like a cop up on the left. I'm like, thank you.
If there's any cops listening, you can be anonymous, but would you call in and tell us, do those radar things actually work?
I mean, we know you hate them probably, law enforcement.
But do they work? If you want to give your name, you can, or if you want to be anonymous, 833-563-2539. What do you guys think our company will do? 76% of companies will give out year-end bonuses to workers this year, according to a new study. I know the answer. It's so funny I brought it up, though. Do you think we'll get a bonus?
I don't know. I mean, because you've been here longer than me. I've gotten great bonuses at other places I've worked for the holidays.
I
want to hear what Liv has to say.
They're not going to give her a bonus unless she turns her mic on.
Okay, my mic is on. That's one reason why I won't be getting a bonus this year. But I've been here a couple of years. Don't get your hopes up, Mackenzie. Get your hopes up.
Wah, wah.
They do a really nice Christmas party, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Joe says
yeah,
no.
They do.
I didn't say no.
13th.
I'm not able to make it this year. So
it's my mom's birthday.
Well, I'm going.
Well, glad you're representing the show. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, about half say they're going to get bigger bonuses this year according to a company. Does anybody, I just want to open the phone lines to everybody. Does anybody actually get a Christmas bonus? I've never gotten a Christmas bonus working in radio.
Never?
I found out my dad's intern who works 10 hours a week, okay, gets $1,000 bonus at Christmas
time.
Yes, 10 hours a week. That's it.
A lot of people get Christmas bonuses. Like a lot of places I've worked, you get like the full-timers get one, the part-timers get one. I mean, sometimes it's not $1,000, but sometimes it's like $250 or just a little extra.
Give me
something.
A hundo.
I'll take $100.
Give me a hundo.
There you go.
Give me a Jackson. I don't care.
Yeah. And I wonder if people think Christmas parties are fun, their company Christmas party, or if it's like an obligation that they have to go.
I got to be careful because people listen to this and hold it against us. Let me say this. Some of the funnest Christmas parties I've ever been to are actually at my wife's place.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
She works at Finish Line, and they have some cool parties. Hold them to it. So
nice.
I'll be doing that.
There was a Christmas party at a different radio station down in Atlanta, and they had Maroon 5 at their Christmas party. It was awesome.
Hey, we're going to have Maroon 5 there, too. It's just going to be like on a CD or something.
Cool.
And the last thing I want to wrap up, Joe's Need to Know News today. This audio is something that you need to hear. A Good Samaritan saves a guy's life. He actually talks him down. He was on top of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Boss, why'd you get the walk? Walk back. Walk back. It's not worth your life. Get off the bridge.
So this guy right there is just like on top of the bridge.
It's not worth it, bro.
This guy's actually driving. Like, he's not stopping. I'm like, well, why don't you stop? But it looks like he's about to jump right off of the thing.
Anything, bro. Anything.
Just tell him, like, nothing's permanent. You can change yourself.
Turn around, bro. You can change anything in your life. Anything.
And guess what? The guy turns around and walks off the bridge. Like, sorry, that sounds bad. He comes down from the bridge. I don't know. I think I made it sound like he actually just jumped off and he's like, whee!
I know. I'm so happy that that turned out that way.
Sorry.
You know what also happened
so
to
bad.
Me on the way to work today? There was a little kitten that darted in front of me and I swerved and I didn't run it over. So it too, its life was saved.
Thanks, Mackenzie. Now I still have my 9 lives.
I would have felt terrible.
Meow, have a good show. Bye-bye.
Joe, he's losing it.
Laugh, pork chop. You're on the edge of laughter. I want you to. Joe. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News.
Meow.
Check it out right meow at Joe McKenzie.
Right
are
now.
You going to laugh or not?
Come on, let it out,
laugh.
Chaps.
I will not submit to your silliness.
Aw, boo.
Okay, joemckenzie.com. You can check that out. Coming up next, the song of the day. The category, we're going to make you cry. It is songs about a breakup, or maybe it'll make you feel good. You all right over there, pork chop?
Yes, I'm good.
Come
just
on,
working.
Man. It's a Wednesday. Oh, I'm proud of you. You're working hard. I appreciate it. Less than an hour from now, Mackenzie will be facing the box of shame. What will her punishment be? Well, we'll find out, or maybe if she rolls doubles, she can take that punishment and give it to somebody else. To be fair, it happened last week with Pork Chop, two weeks ago.
Crazy.
I just don't feel like the odds are going to be in your favor for that to happen back to back.
Come on, predicted Joe, because you predicted you were going to roll a 6 and you rolled a 6. So I need your good juju.
Okay.
It'll make things more exciting.
Well, then I will predict it, but you got to say you will not give it to me right now because I don't want to put that stuff out there and then bring
no,
it my way.
You can't make her say that.
Well, then I'm sorry, Mackenzie. I cannot wish that upon you because
okay,
I don't want it upon me.
Okay, fine.
What I do want upon me is a change because I have been the biggest loser for a long time as far as not winning Song of the Day in today's category. Well, I don't know if it's going to win or what. The category is Songs About a Breakup. Let's kick it off this morning with producer Porkchop. What are you bringing today?
Now, when most people think about a breakup, you know, you're probably angry or you're probably mad at the other person, you know, so I think maybe you should, you know, reevaluate yourself or maybe wish the best for the other person. So that's why I picked Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man.
I should have bought you flowers and held your hand. Should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party because all you wanted to do was dance.
Typical Pork Chop blaming himself for other people's failures.
But it sounds like almost you want to get back together with your ex.
Not at all. I'm just like, you know, picking a song for the people.
Okay.
Well, I guess we'll see, Liv, if the votes come in that way.
You know, my thing is always, you know, just, yeah. Anyways, that's my song.
All right, aww. Live the Web Girl.
He's like, just leave me alone, everybody.
I don't want to talk about it. Live the Web Girl, what is your song today?
Okay, so I picked this song because this song single-handedly helped me get over one of my exes when I was in college, and me and my best friend were going through a breakup at the very same time, and this really just helped us, you know, kind of like pick ourselves up and be like, you know what? We're going to move on. We're going to be better. We've learned things, and this is a perfect song to describe it.
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break, and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex. Hey, look at me now. I'm on the way up. I swear you'll never bring me down.
That's also Pork Chop's choice today.
P.S. That song is about Zayn Malik, whatever, from One Direction. That song's about him, which I think is super interesting.
All right, my song right here is a song, listen, guys, if you're embarrassed when I say this, that you like it, it's okay. You can vote. Nobody sees your vote when you text song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. And that is a bop for ladies and for guys. It's Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone.
Since you've been gone.
That's right, you don't need the ex anymore, all the crap they were doing in your life, nothing positive. Get out of here. Things are so much better. Mackenzie, hi.
Hi.
What song do you have today about breaking up?
All right, so mine is when you haven't actually broken up, but you know it's dead, and you're just like, oh my gosh, you've just been dragging and procrastinating doing it, then something just gives you that aha moment. Little Old Dominion, Break Up With Him.
Hey girl, I know it's late, but I knew you'd pick it up. Nah, I ain't drunk. Okay, maybe I do have a little buzz, but that song came on and I just thought what harm could come from one little call.
Let's get a little sexy this morning with Old Dominion.
Okay,
yes.
Your song choices this morning, again, the category songs about a breakup are When I Was Your Man by Bruno Mars. Pork Chop picked that one out. Liv had Shout Out to My Ex by Little Mix. Myself, Joe, I went with Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, and Mackenzie went with Old Dominion's Break Up With Him. Kind of the modern-day Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Thank You, Next.
I've interviewed those dudes, and they're like, you don't know how many girls have come up and said, once I heard your song, I did it.
The guy's like, hey, man, let me tell you something about that song. Susie left
but
me.
But sometimes you have an aha clarity moment, and you get the courage to do what you know you should do.
Okay, get to voting right now. Text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. We'll get our winner next after Lizzo. I heard the word shoot. Hey, Pork Chop. Mics are hot. You can't swear. He didn't swear. Okay, good morning. It's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now, and I hope you're having a wonderful day. We are doing Song of the Day. What that is, if you're just tuning in for the first time, is we have a category often suggested by you. Today's topic is songs about a breakup, and then we're like, oh, I think this is the best one. Whatever song gets the most votes by texting SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. That is the song that gets played. Here's a brief recap of all the songs we chose this morning. Let's kick it off with Pork Chop. This is what he had.
I should have bought you flowers and held your hand.
Oh, good one by Bruno Mars. That is When I Was Your Man. Liv the Web Girl had Little Mix. Shout out to my ex.
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break, and that made me who I am.
Boy, that might win. That's kind of like upbeat as can be. Okay. Myself, Joe, I went with like probably, I think, maybe one of the oldest songs. It is Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson.
Since you've been gone.
And we got Mackenzie today. I respect her with this choice of country music because it's such a crapshoot if it's going to win or not. But it's
country doesn't normally win, but this is such good a
good song. It is by the band Old Dominion, and it's called Break Up With Him.
It ain't my business to be all up in, but I know you ain't in love with him. Break up with him. I know that you're so done with him. Break up with him.
Break up with
him. Break up with him.
Okay. Pork Chop's running around. I don't know if this has to do with Song of the Day or something else, but there's an issue in the building. He's smiling. We got Rosie calculating. Hold on, Rosie. Is there an issue today, or what's wrong?
No, we're good. I voted, and I forgot to do the send results in text, and you can only vote once. So I had intern Chloe vote, so we're good.
Oh, okay. A little behind the scenes, how the show works.
Yeah.
Do we have results from Chloe or from you or from Rosie?
We do.
Okay, it's all you.
Coming in dead last place with 15% of the vote, Live the Web Girl.
Oh, I like how he took two similar names and merged them together. Okay, sorry, Liv.
It's okay. I picked that song before and I got last place. I just love it.
Coming in third place with 24% of the vote, Mackenzie.
Seriously, though, do yourself a favor and check out Old Dominion. They're awesome.
Hey, ladies, listen, it's holiday season. Mackenzie has a point about breaking up with your man if it's not working out. But don't you want Christmas presents? Don't listen to that song until after the new year. Get those gifts you want and need.
Right behind Mackenzie, with 26% of the vote, Producer Porkchop.
What?
Joe, it's your day.
Oh, my God. Wait, is this a joke? Like, ha ha, sucker, I'm kidding.
Nope, this is real, dude. Joe. You are the winner.
Since You've Been Gone, slaps.
Really?
I love this song. I'm actually very, very excited.
Okay, well, as the kids say, let's slap it, let's bop it, let's twist it. It's Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone, your song of the day winner. Come on, sing the last part.
Since you've been gone.
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly Clarkson.
Forget you, you turd. I don't need you in my life anymore. Sorry, this is me empowering myself. Hey, we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and tomorrow's category for the Song of the Day is going to be Throwback Thursday.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
No one chose Thank You Next for like songs about breaking up.
That's true. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like sometimes the Song of the Day, we kind of go a little bit older. Like, we don't do a lot of newer stuff. I thought about going with Post Malone, I Fall Apart. But it's such a slow song. Oh, it's so tough to pick it out. Hey, you have any ideas for themes or categories? Hit us up on our Instagram, DMS. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
I'm into it. I like it like that. That's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like. I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, it could be music, it could be fashion, it could be movie, it could be food. Just pretty much anything we think is cool that we think you might enjoy checking out as well and find useful. I know I'm a little behind as far as like this came out a while ago, but I actually got one because I'm a first-time home buyer. Our realtor hooked us up with a Ring doorbell. Does everybody know what a Ring doorbell is?
I just learned yesterday.
Anybody else know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little
what
camera.
Is it? You tell me what it is, then, if you know.
If someone walks in front of your door or rings your doorbell, you could see what they look like.
That's pretty close, yeah. It's actually like a security system built in. It's cool. They have an app. I have it actually on my phone. And anytime there's motion in front of a certain area, you can set the range. It'll do that. If somebody presses the doorbell button, it'll connect right there. You can actually talk to the person. This you see online, if you go on YouTube, you go like Ring Porch Pirates, and it's people like, hey, drop my package.
Yes.
And like they can hear you in real time. I did this yesterday. I showed Mackenzie after the show. Not a porch pirate, but my mother-in-law.
was being a porch pirate.
She was picking something up off her porch. No. Like, hey, what the hell are you doing? She's like, ah!
That would be so creepy. I bet people do bust porch pirates.
Oh, I bet they do, and I think it's definitely a deterrent, and it's really cool,
yeah.
And I don't know. I like it. You can go to ring.com to check it out yourself, but I mean, they have all kinds of security stuff. Now I'm addicted because I've been looking. They have motion sensors. They have all these things, and the thing I love, Mackenzie, you click the little app right there. It loads, and you can get a live stream. Like right now, I can look right outside of my front door. What's that guy doing walking in with my wife? No, I'm just kidding. But like, see, look right there. That's a live look outside of my house.
So the camera, the little itty bitty camera on your door, what does that look like?
It's flat against the wall. Like,
oh,
you can
okay.
barely even see.
So you could really put that anywhere in your house.
Yeah, you can put it in your house
like
or in any door.
Something. Okay.
Any of those things.
Yeah, ooh. I think Ring has a line of separate like indoor cameras.
They
too,
do,
if
yeah.
If you want them.
That's
so
what
there's
saying.
Like a doorbell, then there's like indoor cameras, there's outdoor cameras.
Be careful because they are saying that hackers are using these things to spy on you.
Well, I'm gonna keep it on the outside. I don't want anybody to see me naked and put my nudes out there. But if you're thinking about doing that, maybe you know somebody that's got a home this year and they don't have that, that might be a cool gift to get them for the holiday season. Mackenzie, what are you into today?
Okay, so I just discovered these. Obsessed. If you've been a little overindulgent during Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving, and of course, the holidays are upon us, but you have a little sweet tooth like myself. Okay, they're Crunch Master Protein Brownie Thins. So, like me, after every meal, I like a little something sweet, but I just, you know, want to keep it on the healthy side. Okay, these are so good. They're 8 grams of protein per serving. They have their gluten-free, artificial flavor-free, they're cholesterol, trans fat-free, non-GMO, all of the things, but they taste delicious. They're light and crispy. They taste like little crispy brownies.
Ooh.
So give them a whirl, and they're filling because they have protein. So Crunchmaster Brownie Thins.
All right. Once again, as Pork Chop says, the rule, if you talk about food, you got to bring it in first to try.
You would actually love these because sometimes like health food like that, or, you know, it's,
doesn't taste as good.
Doesn't taste as good, but these are actually delish.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Mackenzie. Live the Web Girl, what are you into this week?
So I am really into these UGG booties. They are perfect because I like have the old style like UGG boots, but sometimes those can be like too much and too hot and just too clunky. So these are like small petite like UGG booties, and they're a really good transition from like going into the cold weather before it gets super, super snowy. And I like them too, just for like early mornings, you know, with our job and also going to like Cycle Bar to work out a lot. They're just a good shoe to wear to like transition. And also, they are on sale right now.
What?
And this is a perfect thing to ask for Christmas, just because, you know, UGGs can be on a little bit of the expensive side.
Do they make those in men's sizes, like with my big feet?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Ooh, you know what? Sexy UGG, like slippers. Men should wear UGG slippers. Those are very sexy.
Oh, if you guys get them for me for my birthday, I'll UGG it up every day. I'll come in here all sexy, like, dang. I'm into Joe's feet.
With
look
your
at
slippers
those.
On?
Yeah, you're like into like Joe's boots. All right, Pork Chop, my man. What do you got today? What are you into?
All right, so mine is a mouthful, but it's
okay.
Olay Cleansing Infusion Hydrating Glow Facial Cleanser with Deep Sea Kelp and Aloe Extract.
Did you get that?
Yes.
Did you? What does that even do? I heard like ocean stuff.
So basically, like most of my whole life, whenever I've taken a shower, I would wash my face with just like regular body wash. And lately I found out like that's bad for you.
It's terrible.
Like, yeah, I didn't know that.
I'm glad I didn't know you were doing that.
So I guess, yeah, recently I found out you're supposed to use face wash.
Yeah.
So I've been using like a charcoal bar of face wash soap, but that just got used up. So now I bought this stuff and oh my gosh, it's amazing.
You are radiant, honey.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I'll say it again. Olay Cleansing Infusion Hydrating Glow Facial Cleanser with Deep Sea Kelp and Aloe Extract.
And if you didn't get that, you can always go to our Instagram at Joe and Mackenzie. All of the things we just talked about are all there on our Instagram story. You can just swipe up and buy it.
Okay, and you can buy Pork Chop's old soapies to rub on his face that would make him break out. Mackenzie.
Do we have any bids?
No, actually. It's been taken down. It's been flagged. Hey, what's coming up in the tea?
OMG, huge scare for Anna Faris and her family. And will Justin Timberlake take a lie detector test?
Time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Lil Nas X. Congratulations. He made Forbes' top 30 under 30 list for 2020. Of course, making history this year with Old Town Road, and he's just the coolest. So congrats to Lil Nas X.
Yeah, if he didn't make it this year, there's no way like it ever would happen. This guy killed it.
This is his time to shine. That is for sure. Sure. Well, this is very scary. Anna Faris added the men and women of North Tahoe Fire Department to the list of people that she is thankful for. So she rented a house in that area for Thanksgiving, and her family had a real scare with carbon monoxide, a bad incident.
Eventually, you become more numb to the worry, but it's still this undercurrent.
So, I mean, this is very scary. I freak out. Do you guys have your sensors, your new house, Joe, all set
yeah,
up and everything?
Yeah, we do. We're getting something put into. We have to get in there a little bit different for, oh my gosh, what's in the basement? Radon, which is not the same right. thing as carbon, but radon's bad too.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm always paranoid about dying from some gas I can't see or smell.
Right. I mean, it is too. It's
besides
very
my
scary.
Own.
Exactly. Okay, so the CO level at the vacation home housing 13 people was as high as 55 parts per million, and the home did not have alarms that they were supposed to. So the Centers for Disease Control had to be called, and they got a lot of help, but it could have been really bad.
Fatal.
Everybody started getting headaches, and that's the thing. It's colorless, it's tasteless, it's odorless, so you don't really know until you're in a bad situation. So everybody, what I'm saying is get your alarms checked. Moving on to Lil Wayne. Okay, he has a new business venture I want to tell you about. He is launching his own super strong weed. Okay. hey, yes, he's a fan of the marijuana. Here he is.
There's God, there's my family, there's my kids, there's music and weed.
Okay.
Yum.
So you can be on the lookout for that. And then he is set to release that in 2020. And we should be getting some new music as well. On the other end of the spectrum, though, Willie Nelson, the OG, if you would, he's quit. He is no longer smoking out, he says. He's abused his lungs for way too long, and he says, I'm taking better care of myself at 86.
Yeah, seeing him on the award show recently where it sounded like he couldn't breathe.
Right.
I don't know. If I was him, keep on smoking, man. Like, you've already done the damage.
I know. It's like, can you really turn back time when you're at 86? But hey, I guess always trying to get a healthy lifestyle.
I mean,
if
smoking weed makes it to 86, and I'm going to do that.
That's
geez,
a good life,
sign
right?
Me up.
And here's the question. Will Justin Timberlake take a lie detector test? Okay, this is all hearsay. Allegedly, Jessica Biel not happy over those pictures that surfaced with his co-star. And he was basically seen out in New Orleans, a boozy night. He was with, her name's Alicia Wainwright, and he was kind of getting a little handsy, holding hands under the table. His hand was on her leg. Now, of course, all his PR people, they're friends. They're just really close. We hear behind the scenes, allegedly, Jessica Biel wants him to take a lie detector test to see what really happened that night. And now the question is, will he take it? Will he not?
Wait, okay. If you take a lie detector test, like if my wife made me take a lie detector test, I would say our relationship's over.
Really? So if she thought you stepped out, you were totally wasted one night, you were seen holding hands, getting handsy with somebody else, you didn't do it, why would you not take one?
But if I did do it and I wanted to lie to her and she wanted me to take the test, I think I'd have to break up with her.
Because you did do it.
Yeah,
but if you
but
didn't
I'm
do
saying,
it, would you? If you were innocent, would you take the test?
Oh, 100%, yeah, if I knew it. But then again, though, too, you get false positives. I'm like, wait a minute, did I? I don't know. Here's my whole point to this is simply, Mackenzie, if your man, like, you want him to do that, and he doesn't want to do that, isn't that going to always be, regardless of the actual results, if you're forcing him or her to do something, isn't that going to be tension down the road in the relationship?
Maybe she says, if you don't do this, I'll leave. I don't know. I think she's embarrassed because obviously her man, he was totally bombed and he's holding hands with his co-star inappropriately. So I'll keep you posted on the story, but that's the latest.
All right. Well, let's keep this story away from Lindsay if possible. I do not do good with lying or lie detectors. If you have got a kiddo, you got to call us for this next one because I saw the story and I the kid's okay, so I laugh. But this kid put four things up its nose. Had to go to the ER. Really easy for the ER docs to get it out, but it was really expensive. I'm going to give you the full details. But I want to hear, what did your kid put up their nose? Or maybe when you were a kid, you did something, put it right up
and
there.
And what got stuck?
833-563-2539. That's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe and Mackenzie here on Radio Now. Quit laughing at me. Sorry.
I was like, turn on my microphone. I'm ready to go.
It's so dumb. Our headphones, like, we have like a little adapter. So I'm going from one computer to edit something, then another one. And the piece fell into like the pit of.
Oh, no.
Our studio's so janky. Pork Chop just plugged in his phones, headphones, and he turned off our microphones. Oh, sweet baby Jesus. Anyways.
SOS.
Yes, our show sucks. Oh, no. Hey. Send help. What did you put up your nose? 833-563-2539. Or maybe it was your kiddo. Either way, I want to hear these stories. A family in Vegas got a big bill. Their three-year-old daughter. Have you heard of these, Mackenzie? It's Polly Pocket pink plastic shoes.
Oh, yeah. Polly Pocket. Everything's little itty-bitty as the name, Polly Pocket.
Two in the left nostril.
Oh, no.
Two in the right nostril. And she had a clogged nasal passage.
Kids always do this. They either put stuff in their mouth or they put stuff up their nose or in their ears.
The family tried to get it out. And this is what we will not go to the ER for this. They tried to use like tweezers or something. They were able to pull out one, but there's still one in one nose and two in the other. Well, they go to the ER. It takes like 20 seconds. They use kind of a longer, more medical style tweezer thing.
I want to show you. I pulled up on my laptop Polly Pocket. So they're like
Oh my gosh, they're really small.
All the little pieces are itty bitty.
I don't know how they haven't been sued. But people use tweezers to pull it out. This 10, 20 second thing in
the ER costs the family $2,600.
Oh my gosh. But here's the thing, because you say you won't go to the ER, but when your kiddo has lodged up there and is screaming in pain and you're trying to get the tweezer, you don't want to do more damage to like their sinus cavities, their nasal cavity. So you are eventually, I would definitely go to the ER.
I get what you're saying, and I know I'm not a dad, but here's my thing though. Does your kid really need the sense of smell if you go wrong with it?
Yes.
Like, okay, like, oh no, little Jimmy lost his sense of smell because you messed it up. So what?
Liv put something up her nose.
Yeah, so when I was probably 5, maybe I was even 4, I took a really small, like, little pebble that I found on, like, the side of the road because I used to, like, collect rocks when I was little that, like, looked cool. And I put it up, I just put it in my nostril because it was so cold. It was, like, a hot summer day. And then I ended up getting stuck. And then I was trying to get it out with my finger, so I kept lodging it up
and up.
I was in the hospital for, I think, probably, like, 7 hours. They tried, like, so many things. My grandparents were watching me because my parents were out of town.
They were about
to put me under and take me into surgery.
Your poor grandparents are probably having heart attacks.
And then luckily, my grandma, I guess, used to be a nurse. And she was like, use this old school instrument. Trust me, just use it. You're trying all these sucky new instruments and things. Just use this old school one. So they used that, and it came right out.
What was the instrument? Do you remember what it
looked
like?
It was like this like weird like hook, like this long little like stick hook thing. And they use it, and I got to keep the rock.
Bonus!
Sounds like a win-win.
I'm glad they got it out.
Let's go to Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe and Mackenzie. What got stuck up the good old nose?
Okay, so when I was about 3 years old, I had stuck a raisin up my nose.
A raisin?
And yeah, a raisin. And then for some reason, I thought that I could use a blue crayon to get it out. So I stuck the blue crayon up my nose to try to get the raisin out, and the tip broke off of the blue crayon and also got stuck up my nose. And so I was walking around just blowing my nose trying to get it out. And
what color was coming out?
Blue.
I'm just kidding.
Blue. And then so my mom and dad like realized I was just walking around like blowing my nose, trying to get it out. And finally, my mom like sat on top of me and held down one nostril and told me to blow really hard, and it came out.
Oh, thank
you. There
goodness.
You go. That's a genius idea. Sarah, thanks for the call. Let's go say hi to Gail this morning. Gail, what happened?
So my son was like 5. I took him to the doctor for a regular well checkup, and the doctor's looking in his ear, and he just says, or she says, oh, I'm having a hard time seeing your eardrum. And he blurts out, I have a rock in my ear. And the doctor looks around. She looks at me, and I was like, this is the first that I have heard about this. Like, I have no clue what he's talking about. And sure enough, it was in there lodged so far down that we had to go to the ENT and get it.
Oh,
he had to get put under to take it out.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds like your son grew up next to Liv the Web Girl. A really good rock collecting area.
Kids will stick stuff like that. Rocks, coins, just whatever.
Jeez.
Crayons, raisins.
Let's wrap things up with Rachel this morning, listening in Indy on Radio Now 100.9. Hey, Rachel, thank you for calling in. What got stuck up the good old nostril?
Good morning. When we were kids, my grandma got my cousin and I these little capsules that when you put them in water, they became sponges. They were dinosaurs.
Yes, I had those dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah, they got huge.
Those.
They get huge.
Those are awesome.
She stuck one up her nose, didn't say anything to anyone. It expanded. And a week later, she had an infection and had to have surgery to have it removed.
Oh, my gosh.
No!
Yeah.
Do you remember which dinosaur it was?
I just remember that we were missing like 2 of them. So I don't know what happened to the other one if she ate it. But
I bet it was a T-Rex.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say a little T-Rex arm sticking up the nose like, hey, how you doing?
It expanded. OMG.
Wow, that's painful. Impressive. Rachel, thank you for calling in this morning. If you have anything, why don't you tweet us? I'd like to hear what got stuck up your nose. Hey, Mackenzie, just want to let you know, if you weren't sure, we are about Pride 10, 15 minutes away from the Box of Shame.
This gives me anxiety. Okay, so I rolled the lowest, so I have to face a Box of Shame. But you guys said the dares are holiday-themed, correct?
Yes, yes. So okay. That'll be coming up soon. But coming up next, I want to talk a little gender reveal. And
yes.
Are you having a baby?
I am not, but someone close to me is. And yeah, we're going to talk gender reveals. We need ideas.
Okay, we'll do that after Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love. Do you want to get through right now? 833-563. It's 2539.
Sicker than you ever. Covered with carrot lime.
Yes, boy, get it. It's just like Biggie. Yeah.
Joe and Mackenzie on your radio. Mackenzie, kind of exciting news, and we would like you to help us out here. 833-563-2539. There's a baby on the way!
Yes! And I can finally say it. I'm so excited and happy to announce my little sister, Chrissy, is having a baby! Woo! So we have a new addition coming to my family, and we couldn't be more thrilled. It's our first, Chrissy and Matt, their first baby, and they're due end of May, early June.
Do you ever, with people when they're pregnant, back time it to try to figure out where they were when they conceived?
Nope.
Okay, that's just me then. Okay. Well, anyways, that's not the main question, but this is really cool. But are you helping plan out the event?
Yes. Okay, so they are going to find out the sex. They actually, soon, and they're going to do a gender reveal. Of course, it's all the rage now. I think they might have an idea of how they're going to do it, but I want to get suggestions on awesome ways to do a gender reveal because these days people are so uber creative.
833-563-2539. If you have a suggestion, maybe something you've seen or maybe you've done, call us right now. We'd like it for boys, for girls, whatever, like what you did.
So are they going to be doing this around Christmas time?
Yes, that's the most exciting part.
Right. I think you definitely have to incorporate maybe like elves in some way, like maybe little elves or like obviously like a Christmas package or something. Like, I don't know how you would do that, but...
Maybe that's a start. Well, hold on. Let me tell you. Maybe we can make these Christmassy. How about that?
Okay.
Does this guy or girl, your sister or the guy, do they play sports? Are they like athletics at all?
Kind of.
I've always enjoyed seeing the people like where the girl throws the baseball to the guy or vice versa, and like he'll hit it like a home run and it'll explode everywhere.
Oh,
that is so cliche.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm telling you what I like.
That's so you've done,
given
Joe.
You have given no suggestions.
Okay,
here.
I have a great idea. So you know how like bells are like very Christmassy.
Mm-hmm.
You should put a powder of whatever gender the baby is in the bells, and then they'll shake the bells.
Oh, that's cute.
And then the powder comes out of like the color of like what the gender is. You know what I'm saying?
I love this. Why would you like that?
I would not be gender revealing it that way.
Why? Because a lot of people do like just the cake, you know, you bite into the cake or slice it.
Yeah.
My dad is amazing. He puts on these fireworks shows. So they might do a big, like a display.
Pink or blue at the end, which would be amazing.
So that's a good idea. But open to suggestions. Now, Joe, you want a baby. If you and Lindsay get to baby making, how would you do a gender reveal? And if you did, B, how would you do it?
I want to do a gender reveal. I don't know if I'll do it with my wife. As a couple. Like, I don't think, like, I would love to have a baby with her and do a gender reveal, but she just thinks they're trashy. She doesn't like them at all. I think they're amazing. I guess it's because I like the funny ones. Like, I love, like, there's one where, like, they're these two babies were dressed up like inflatable babies, a boy and a girl, and they wrestled, and I think the boy won or something.
Ah.
So then they were having a boy.
I wouldn't at all say they're trashy. It's all dependent upon how you do them.
Well, and I don't think they are, but I'm telling you right now, Mackenzie, and I think it's a great idea. I think you should, but 833-563-2539. There's a lot of people that hate on these gender reveals and say that like their time has passed and they're done. I love it. I hope one day if my wife and I can conceive, I can convince her to do one.
I ruined my sister's gender reveal. It was my first, like the first sister to ever have a child. It was my oldest sister. It was her very first child, and we got a cake. And this was probably like 6 years ago. Well, four, I guess, because he's only 4 years old. But I was like, oh, they were trying to guess, like, oh, is it a boy? Is it a girl? Whatever. And I was like, look, you can see through the bottom layer of the cake. Like, that's blue. And they're like, oh, shut up.
No.
Like, you're just trying to guess. Like, they thought I was like, just like pulling their leg. I was like, no, literally, look.
And
like, okay, stop. Don't tell her you know this. Like, we're just going to act like you don't know this. Like, shut up. And I knew all along.
And it was a boy.
Yep.
Oh, and don't do those little, by the way, I did some stupid kit at like CVS or Target before you go to the doctor to find out the gender, and it was wrong. It said I was having a boy, and clearly I had a
girl. Hold on, how much did you spend on that?
It was stupid. Like $50.
Dang.
And you tinkle on this powder and it turns the color. And it was, I mean, 50% shot of being right on it. It wasn't.
It works
so,
half the
so
time.
So just go. Yeah, exactly. So don't rely on those.
Ooh, hold on. I think Courtney has a really good one. Hey, Courtney, thanks for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What is your suggestion for kind of maybe a Christmas time gender reveal?
I'm actually having my gender reveal party on Sunday.
Are you and, are? Congratulations.
Thank you. And that Walmart has Christmas ornaments that say it's a boy or it's a girl, and they're pink and blue. And we're just going to pull one out of the bag. That way we can put it on our Christmas tree.
Oh, that's cute. So it'll be on your Christmas tree.
Yes.
Aw, I love that idea. That's great.
Hey, Courtney, thank you for calling in. Oh, wait, this isn't a suggestion of what to do, but something you should not do. Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Okay, let's go this morning to Katie. Hey, Katie, thanks for calling in to Joe and McKenzie. What should she not do for the gender reveal?
Well, I was just going to say that the fireworks is a good idea, but my friend recently did that one, and it was actually kind of hard to see the color at the end. So everyone was like, it's a boy, it's a girl. And they had to look at me because I was the one that found out and to say, no, it's actually a boy that was blue.
So in the sky, it was hard to decipher pink or blue?
Yeah, granted they did it kind of earlier. It wasn't pitch black, but it was still kind of hard to see.
So they're like, we still don't know.
We'll find out in a few more months.
Okay, that's good to know.
I have a Christmas idea.
Ooh. Oh, good.
Oh, this
Let's
will
wrap
be good
it up
from
with
Chops.
This.
All right.
You should like make cookies and put a cream filling in them, and the cream is red for a girl and green for a boy, you know, for like Christmas theme.
Okay. Let's think it outside of the box.
Yeah. I also saw something online where you fill up a basketball with like the colored powder, and then he dunks it.
Oh, that's
the
cute.
The girl like throws it up for like almost like an alley-oop,
and
the guy
does...
just comes in and dunks
Hold
it.
Hold on real quick. You're thinking that's a great idea, and I suggest the baseball like home run. You're like, that's not a good idea.
Baseball is so overdone. But how many men do you know that can still dunk? Probably not a lot.
That's a good idea. See, the opportunities are endless. So I'll keep you posted, but I might be the one that has the responsibility of the envelope of knowing.
Ooh.
But I'm excited.
Give it to me. I'll say it on the air.
No.
Okay. Mackenzie.
Yes.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not. I'm nervous.
The box of shame.
I'm not.
Box of shame.
No!
Box of shame.
I don't wanna.
Box of shame. Woo! You will roll the dice after Lizzo, and if you roll doubles, you can transfer that punishment to me, Pork Chop Liv, or intern Clo Money.
Okay.
All right, we're going to find out what's going to happen. We're live on Instagram. You need to follow us and everybody on the show if you don't already. It's Joe and McKenzie. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Box of shame, box of shame, box of shame, box of shame.
I don't want to do
the
it.
Box of shame.
I'm like sweating. I hate this.
Are you ready?
No.
If you missed it yesterday, McKenzie rolled a combination of the number 5. We have 2 dice, and the lowest numbers combined, whoever rolls that, the next day has to face the box of shame, where there's a bunch of different punishments. We'll get to that in just 1 second. But McKenzie, you were the person that rolled the lowest, so we have your shot right now.
Come on, baby.
To roll doubles. If you roll doubles, you can transfer the box of shame punishment.
I'm warming up my die.
Now, before you drop it, Pork Chop, should we pick the punishment out first and then have her roll to see if she gets out of it? Or should she roll first and then pick the punishment? Because then somebody else would pick it.
I kind of think maybe she should pick the punishment
Yeah,
first,
that way we know what could be transferred.
Okay.
Right.
Hey, just so we know what's in there.
Okay, what's in there?
We've got the elf dinner. That's like from Elf where he did the spaghetti with the maple syrup.
Oh, that's
syrup
not even that bad
chocolate.
Of a punishment. You're lucky.
Joe wants that.
No, I
want that to be me.
So I've got all that stuff out there. From the Christmas story, we have 2 things. We have Ralphie's the bar of soap, and then when his little brother had to eat like a pig, we've got food.
Wasn't that like a DM we got a suggestion for that?
Yes. We also have carpool karaoke, and then
what's
the other one, Joe?
Oh, I had one too. I don't know if you'll do it or not. Would you be willing to do...
Oh, no.
Well, I just know. Would you be willing to do candy cane cocaine?
What?
What?
You take a candy cane. It's just a regular peppermint one.
Whatever.
And you smash it up like into small little pieces, and then we'll put a little line down. And you have to like Steve-O.
Is that, is that in here? Well, in the box of shame?
The candy cane, no. It's probably like somewhere around here.
Okay.
You'd crush it up.
We get it.
And
oh
you're like,
my gosh.
Let's go, Mackenzie. What do you got?
Okay, I'm gonna draw now from the box of shame.
Box of shame. Box of shame. Box of shame.
I hate this. All right, I got Christmas Karaoke.
Ooh.
Yay, what is that? This sounds fun.
All right, so
candy cane cocaine.
I've got the stuff right outside. I'm going to go out there and get it.
There's, okay, so what do I have to do?
What's she doing?
A megaphone, and I'm going to drive around, and you have to get people to carol with you on the streets.
Oh, like carpool karaoke, but karaoke.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because people love to do that during their morning commute
where they don't want to talk to anyone.
Okay, well, he's getting the stuff.
So if you're on the streets and you see us coming by, please carol with me.
Now, do you want to? Wow, look at this.
Pork Chop has a million hats Christmas things.
Now, hold on. We don't know if Mackenzie has to do it. You have a shot right now to roll doubles, and you could get out of it. Do you want to take a roll and see what can happen?
But of course. Okay, I'm going to roll my die. Okay, I'm going to do one at a time. You ready? My first roll. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. A three.
So if you roll another three, you can transfer your punishment.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
To someone else. Or you can keep it. Pork Chop
looks
do that.
So cute. He's getting all decked out in holiday gear. Okay,
well,
here we go.
Pork Chop puts the hoe in holiday.
Come on.
A two.
So close.
Okay, so I'll do my punishment. I got this. I'm going to get all decked out, and we're going to go caroling throughout the streets.
Okay, you guys head downtown, and we will be live on Instagram the whole way, so no swearing on there. If you don't already, follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie, and she will do her punishment. Pork Chop, what is it again? It is
Carpool Karaoke.
Oh, I read it. Okay, wrong. Okay, so I'm going to just sing some. I don't know how many Christmas carols I know. Wish me luck.
This will be interesting. All right, check it out on Instagram, and we'll do it live on the air in just 1 second. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now. Well, good morning. It is Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now.
Have a holly, jolly Christmas.
I don't know if Mackenzie's going to be singing this or not. Mackenzie, are you going to be singing Holly Jolly Christmas? I think she's already started.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Hey.
Mackenzie's box of shame punishment is to drive around.
Another one, guys.
And do a little carpool karaoke.
On silent night, holy night, forget.
Mackenzie, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Joe.
All right, you got it. I want to see if you can get people. There's some guys here next to you. Can you get some people to karaoke with you?
Okay, yes, I'll try. Hey, sir, can you sing with me just for 1 second? I have to complete this share. It'll make my life. Here I go.
Okay, Mackenzie's getting out of the car.
We got it. Jingle bells. 1, 2, 3. Jingle bells. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
I just got a bunch of people. Mackenzie, that was awesome. I think you enjoyed this box of shame punishment way too much.
It's like a holiday, Graham. Those guys were awesome.
All right. Hey, great job. Why don't you guys come on back here? Feel free to karaoke on your way back to the studio, okay?
You got it, baby.
Silent night.
No,
no, no, no, no.
Holy night.
He's still singing. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing right there. We're going to put a video up later on today at joeandmackenzie.com. Also, if you follow us on social media, you'll see it, too. It is Joe McKenzie on Twitter and Instagram. You can actually see what happened if you're listening on the radio right now. Hey, good morning. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And, yeah, I'm still the only one in the studio. If you missed it, you can see some of the video on our Instagram live, and we'll put video up later at radio90.com of McKenzie facing the box of shame today. She had to do a really good one Pork Chop came up with. It was carpool karaoke, like karaoke, but she had to karaoke instead of sing along like carpool karaoke, and it was great. We had people get into the car. No, I'm just kidding, but we actually stopped people on the street. It was really funny. It'll be up online later for you to check out. Now, right now, this is something really cool. How about a $100 Amazon gift card? We call it $100 flash cash or $100 Batwoman bucks. It could be yours. We're doing the DC Heroes of the Multiverse trivia. Make sure you tune in this Sunday night when the Multiverse unites in the biggest crossover event only on the CW. It starts with Supergirl to kick off the five-part event with the heroes of Batwoman, The Flash, Arrow, and DC's Legends of Tomorrow. Really simple. We give you a true or false question about this. If you get it right, you get hooked up with the gift card. So let's go this morning to, is this Joey?
Yes.
All right, Joey, you're first up. Everybody else hang on the line because I hope Joey gets it, but it is a true or false. So if Joey gets it wrong, go with the other answer. Are you ready? I'm going to give you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. Here we go. True or false? Katie Kane, a.k.a. Batwoman, tragically lost her twin sister in a car accident when they were kids.
False.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joey. Thank you for calling in, my man. Let's go to line number two this morning. GD, hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. I will give you the question. If you give me the right answer, I'll hook you up with a $100 Amazon gift card, okay?
Okay.
True or false, Katie Kane, a.k.a. Batwoman, tragically lost her twin sister in a car accident when they were kids.
True.
That is correct. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, what are you going to do with that $100 Amazon gift card thanks to our friends at the CW?
I am going to get my kids some Christmas gifts.
Oh, that's awesome. What are your kids' names? Hopefully they're not listening right now. I don't want to know what they're getting, but what are your kids' names?
It's Bryce and Elena.
Okay.
He's in kindergarten right now. I just dropped him off.
All right, what's the big thing that like they're asking for Santa to get him?
Well, he really wants a skateboard, but he's into Pokemon all of a sudden. And then Elena just wants babies.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Oh, well, there's tons of options there. Congratulations. You got that $100 gift card this morning. And hang on, intern Chloe Money will get all your information. Don't forget,
yes!
You can tune in to Crisis of on Infinite Earths, the CW's five-part crossover event of the year, starting Sunday with Supergirl at 8 p.m. on Wish TV Channel 8. That's your home of the CW in Indianapolis, Indiana. And at 7 p.m. on KIAH, that's CW 39 in Houston.
Yay!
This is interesting. We are Joe McKenzie on Radio Now, and producer Pork Chop, I want to verify you still have a boyfriend. Same one?
Yep.
Same one you've been holding hostage for like a month or two?
Yep.
They're in love.
It's been like, a month and a half. We're going on 2 months here in like a week or so.
For the record, I love him. I totally approve of this relationship. He's a sweetie.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, now he had something interesting though. Is this a guy he dated just before you or a while back that I was like, that's a dating deal breaker, right?
Yeah, like 2 years ago, he went on a date. He met this guy like on an app or something, and I guess he went to his house to go pick him up. I guess red flag number one, the guy was still living with his mom. But
wait, is that a red flag, first of all? Is that a date deal breaker if they're living with the mom or dad?
Maybe.
Unless there's circumstances they explain, like, hey, I just moved and I'm scouting out my own place.
Or like, my mom and dad have really good Wi-Fi.
Yeah. They're the best roommates ever.
Guess that's a whole topic for another time. But anyway, so he goes in there and they're completely serious. The guy and his mom had a pet pig.
Like a little teacup?
No, like 200 pounds.
What?
Like, and it would walk outside and it was so heavy its hooves would get like stuck in the mud.
Did they live on a farm?
No, I don't know. I didn't ask that. I think it was a regular house. No, and it was just, you know, outside was a little muddy from the rain. And then the pig would come in the house and just track the mud around.
I will never forget. I thought pigs, I think they're so cute, but Honey Boo Boo got a little teacup pig, and I was watching that show, and they're loud and crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Fits that family.
A big 200-pound pig like that, like, I'm out. I would leave.
833-563-2539. Okay, see, I'm kind of on the fence. Is that really a dating deal breaker? Let's just use this scenario going on with a pork chops guy, and there was a pig there. Like, why is it a... from what I've heard, why is it a deal breaker to you, though, poor chap? Because I've heard pigs are actually, first of all, very intelligent. I think you can teach them tricks. I'm pretty sure they can be potty trained. It's not like your pig's going to be going to the bathroom in the house. I could be wrong. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. But I swear they're actually really intelligent, smart animals. Plus, they taste good.
Oh. Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just the part where the mud was being tracked around. I don't know.
But a dog tracks mud.
I feel like your pet says a lot about you. Example, one of my friends went on a first date with a guy. It was going well until he revealed he has a bunch of pet snakes. And she was like,
peace.
And
what's wrong with snakes?
No, dice, because he was a snake guy. He let them roam wild in his bedroom.
And don't pigs, like, stink, though? Like, they, you know, they roll around in the mud. They eat from the trough, right?
The trough.
I don't know.
Ugh. I think pigs are cute, but there's certain, I mean, if someone, it tells a lot about you. Or, like, if a guy has pet tarantulas, I'm going to think something's up with him. That's weird.
Now, if he was, like, with his snake, the guy you were talking about, and he's just sitting there, like, in his underwear and, like,
I'm a snake. I'm a slithery little snake, a snake.
Maybe. I love that dude.
Mackenzie's deal breaker. Favorite type.
Yes.
I'm a snake.
I'm a slithery little snake. 833-563-2539. Would you say that pig's a deal breaker? Let's go to Katie this morning. Katie, thanks for calling into Joe Mackenzie. What do you think?
I don't think it's a deal breaker. I think I have two goats. So I think if somebody told me that would be a deal breaker for them, I would be winning in the end because nobody comes before my goat.
What are your goat's names?
Esther and Ruth.
She said nobody comes before her goats. Are you single, Katie?
Yes.
Aww.
That's a lot.
Nobody puts goat in a corner. Nobody.
That's right. Hey, that's right. Katie, they're amazing.
I love you, Noah. Like, do you let the goats inside the house?
They've come inside a few times, but they like poop everywhere, so we don't really let them in too much.
Yeah, that's what I do with poor Chapman's boyfriend. I'm like, you can't come in.
Have you had to introduce them to date perspective, you know, people, and did they get scared off at all or no?
No, they think it's really cool. I haven't met anyone that hasn't liked them.
Yeah, goats are cute. Like, I was like, they are. You could do yoga with them.
But aren't there like certain goats that will run... that run and like bump into you with their head? Like, there's like the mean goats.
Like, are you thinking of rams?
I mean, if you can teach them. My mom used to have goats, and she used to teach her goat how to like run into people.
Oh, it was an attack goat. Okay.
Attack.
I'm coming at you. Jeez. Katie, thank you for calling in. See, I think pork chop is not that big of a deal. I get like if it was making a big stink inside the house, but it's a pig and it's lovey, it's sweet.
But
it's
a 200 pounder. Oh. I just don't think you should have an animal that weighs more than you.
Oh my God. That's... But there's people that have Great Danes and all these other big dogs and mastiffs that are hundreds of pounds.
Darn, that means I have to take back the hippo I got for Joe.
It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
I think that was a slam.
So
I don't know if it was or not.
I'm just kidding, Joe. Joe, this is a joke.
Do you feel better about yourself?
Aww,
any more jokes you
so
want to do?
Mean.
Hold on. Let me...
I'm kidding.
Oh, it's funny now. Okay. Hey, coming up, we've got your dummy of the day. Sorry, I play a hippo sound effect, but I don't have one in the system. Can you get me one
say
next time?
Say sorry, Chops. That was mean.
I was just kidding. I don't really mean it's a joke.
Like Ed Sheeran and Bieber say, I don't care if you're sorry.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
This is an interesting one. Cops in Terre Haute, Indiana, they got into a high-speed chase with a guy, and his name's Donald. This happened on Friday night, so less than a week ago, and we're hearing more about this. Now, here's the thing. Donald must have been a good getaway driver because he actually got away.
What? That rarely happens.
That's what I was going to say. Like, how do these idiots, how do these criminals get away? Because you always hear about them getting caught.
And it's like, what's their end game? Yeah, really? They don't really think this through.
You know they're going to get tracked down because, for example, this guy Donald, cops tracked him down yesterday morning and they arrested him. So he's gone for a few days, but they found him.
For the record, I was in Terre Haute on Friday night.
Oh.
Do you have something to tell us, Chops?
No, that's where my boyfriend's from and we were celebrating Thanksgiving there.
Was it one of his family members?
Nope. There's a lot of train tracks, though, so you can't really drive fast because you fly over to them.
They're going to say, like, people around train tracks are criminals, so watch out.
No.
Check your wallet. You went by a train track. Okay, well, here's the thing. The dude was tracked down. But the best part of the story, because that's kind of, okay, whatever, the guy got in a high-speed chase, they found him. The best part of the story is his mugshot, which I'm going to put up on my Twitter. It's Joe Pesh Radio, but it'll also be up at joemckenzie.com for our Dummy of the Day blog. The guy has a tattoo right on his forehead. Who does that?
Face tats, always a bad idea.
You know what his forehead says?
What?
Crime pays. Where are you going? Like, what point in his life do you say, like, you know what? I need this tattoo.
And I need this on my face.
Because I didn't get it, but I really wanted one of those tribal armband tattoos for the longest time. I'll admit that I wanted that, but I never got it. But I wanted it. I wanted it really, really bad.
Aren't you so glad, though, now that it's so passe, you didn't get it?
Well, I kind of still think it's cool. I mean, but yeah, no, I am.
But do you have any tats? Any ink?
I don't. My goal is to lose weight. And, okay, pork chop, that's not a joke. Do not hit that button. It's not funny. No, but if I do have some loose skin or something like that, I don't want to have surgery. I just don't want to get a tattoo that I have, like, part of my skin, like, take my tat off or something. I'll have a half tat.
Yeah, a half tat.
A
you don't
droopy.
Want that.
No, but...
I just rhymed.
But there you go. But I would not do a face tattoo no matter what happens. But you have to see it. It's giant. It's across there. It says crime pays. And it does, actually. It pays with jail time. He's been charged with criminal recklessness and resisting law enforcement. Donald, you're our dummy... Our dummy of the day.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandmckenzie.com.
Okay, I'm going to put Pork Chop, McKenzie, and Live the Web Girl to the test. It's going to be an all-out battle. I'm going to have popular songs. You have to tell me what they are, but the catch, they're a lullaby version, like for little kids.
Ooh, I love these.
Okay, we're going to do a little pop lullaby battle coming up in less than 10 minutes. You can play along, too, here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now. Well, hello to you. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you follow the show and find everybody on there, too. We have all of our profiles. It's Joe and McKenzie. Lullabies, they're sweet little songs. Actually, I just saw the other day, which inspired me to do this. You know that Snoop Dogg's going to have a bunch of, like, they're making a little thing for kids of all Snoop Dogg songs?
This is amazing. So I've heard the ones of, like, Justin Timberlake. I really am into these lullabies.
I want to have a little lullaby game. So it's a pop song, a popular song, because some of these songs might be rock.
Okay.
It could be any genre, okay? It's not just something we might play here on Radio Now. I'll be honest, I'll give you a hint, McKenzie, no country.
Okay.
Nothing against it. I just didn't really look for them. So I got McKenzie, I got Liv, I got Pork Chop, and you could play along too. I only have 5 songs. I want you to buzz in with your name. You only get to guess one time. And if, like, Liv buzzes in and she's wrong, somebody else has to buzz in again with their name, okay?
Okay.
So you don't answer until you buzz in with your name. Are you ready for your first lullaby?
Ready.
Ready.
Give me just the title of the song is all I'm going to need. Here you go.
Oh. Mick! McKenzie!
McKenzie.
Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
That is correct.
Bye.
Come on, you're going to want
to
shake
fun.
It off.
Soothing.
Shake it off.
This could help put me to a nap.
So download these, yeah? I mean, I'm going to get a bunch of these after this.
I know they're probably for, like, kids and babies, but I'm going
to
use these.
We should listen to these on our way to work.
Liv's like, give me the aux cord. Throws it in there. All right, McKenzie, to an early 1-0 lead. Next song, your name is your buzzer.
Oh.
Oh,
are so focused. This is hilarious. They're like so
deep. I think
deep
I know Chops.
Chops. No, I was kidding. What is your guess?
That's Eminem.
Joe is stone-faced.
8 Mile Road? 8 Mile?
No.
That I'm sorry, Pork Chop. You're out.
Mackenzie and Liv can still buzz in.
I know.
Got 10 seconds
I'm thinking left. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Mom spaghetti.
Liv.
Oh. It's too late now, but what was your guess?
It is Eminem, though.
Correct. But I said title only.
Lose Yourself.
Is it Lose Yourself?
Okay, yes. Nobody gets that one.
I literally started to say
I know. I was like, he's got it. And he's like, 8 Mile Road?
These are hard.
That's the movie 8 Mile.
Yeah, that was a toughie.
That was okay. I knew it. I was like, at the very beginning was the easiest part. The rest of the lullaby was kind of hard. All right. So recapping, 2 songs in out of 5. Mackenzie's got a 1-0 lead. So Mackenzie, you could pull away or you guys could tie it up right here. Somebody could get on the board. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here's your next one. Mackenzie was
living
first.
On a prayer. Living on a prayer.
That is correct. Yeah. Pork Chop.
Living on a prayer.
That's good.
We're really into this.
I thought Pork Chop loves Bon Jovi. I thought he'd be like, oh, Bon Jovi.
The man with the best hair in the biz.
I truly think this is the most focus I've ever been working in radio.
I know. All I have to do is have lullaby music
like,
in the back and this production
will
double.
And we are so zoned in.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Mackenzie's got a 2-0 lead. Mackenzie, you can win it right now.
Okay.
Or we could have a tie game.
Oof. Is this the last one?
No,
two
there's
more.
Two left.
Two more.
Okay. There's a chance for a tie.
So I get a tie no matter what. Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. These are baby lullabies that are of popular songs.
Mick.
Damn Mackenzie.
It. Single Ladies.
No.
Oh, I thought it was.
I have to take my headphones off.
Pork Chop's now playing without headphones.
Is this not Beyonce?
Yes, yes. Chops.
Chops. Oh, God. Hold on, Mackenzie, you're out. I thought Chops was first. Who was first?
I knew it was Beyonce.
Okay, I think it's Chops. I'm going to go with Chops. That's where.
Well, one of us has to get this. Crazy.
What's your final answer?
Beyonce Crazy?
Live the web girl.
Crazy in Love.
That is correct.
Oh! Well,
teamwork.
I want to say I started the trend with Beyonce. I kind of gave him a little lead up.
Okay.
No, I knew it was Beyonce. In my head, I said,
okay.
Didn't it sound like that?
Yeah, that's what I had to take my headphones off, though, to hear it.
I'm going to win if I don't hear what's playing. Okay, that's usually live logic.
Because I had to hear the real song in my head.
Now, Pork Chop, you could just, I don't know, you could play just to get on the board, not to embarrass yourself. But right now, Mackenzie's got 2. Liv's got 1.
I got you, girl. I'll let you go for the time.
You got none. No, dude, you got it. Okay, here's the last one. We'll see who can win with Baby Lullabies.
Oh, I got it.
Buzz in with your name. Liv.
Mick.
It is.
Yeah, I heard Liv first.
Yes. Make you cry. Ma is Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Yes.
Yay!
That was. Let's hear more. That's beautiful.
I know.
Mackenzie tied with Liv. Wake up if you're driving.
Please don't pause at the wheel.
It's relaxing. Oh, heck.
I didn't mean to have a tie, but I only grabbed 5.
Carry on. Wait, is that it?
Nothing really matters.
That's all I got.
You don't have one more to tie break?
No. I thought 5 would be enough.
That was really awesome, though.
Way to go, Mackenzie.
Yeah, Liv.
Yeah, ladies. Pork Chop, if you're keeping score, got 0.0. Hey, it's Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now 100.9. About to toss things over to Jules. She'll take you through your midday, find out what's in her lunchbox. I think yesterday she had a... I don't know. There's always leftover food around here. I think she had like a biscuit or something.
No, it was Jell-O.
Jell-O. Oh, there's Jell-O. Somebody had biscuits like
that
leftover.
That was 2 days ago.
Oh, she made a mess because there was biscuits around here. I knew I saw a biscuit. Okay, biscuits and honey sound good for lunch. What do you got going on today, Mackenzie?
I am going to go to Eat the Frog Fitness up in Carmel and have some fun. I'm going to get my workout on. And then I have a bunch of stuff to do before I pick up Lulu, pick up my little girl. And then we're going to have a fun mommy and me day and night. What about you guys?
Oh, well, I am actually trying to figure it out. Oh, I got some work I got to do. Got meetings today at work. And then, crap, I just realized Chop's coming over and so is our buddy Chad.
Ooh.
Do you guys care if I leave you at my house for a while by myself? I have an appointment I forgot I have.
Oh, what time, dude?
3 o'clock.
You invite people over and then you're leaving?
I don't care. I don't care if they stay.
What
I
kind
have
of appointment?
Chiropractor.
Oh, they can come to that.
Because he has some sort of...
Can you adjust all my buddies' backs?
I actually need to go. I need to call Liv's friend. That's on my to-do list.
Oh, yes, you should.
I need to.
Is he the one that has that case pending against him? What? Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say.
I got awkward.
Because Chad has an appointment at 1.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna come over to your house at 2 because I work at 5.
Oh, you work today?
Yeah.
Then why don't you? It's on a time crunch, honey.
Then why don't you girls come on over and hang out, and then like I'll leave.
So weird. And then like you'll just. Probably
come
show
back.
Up when I'm
this
gone.
Is just his way of getting someone to watch his dogs.
Yeah, I know. Okay, come over. Okay, bye.
No, really, because it's only like 15 minutes for the whole process. It's not that long.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's my day. How about you, Liv?
Crap, I feel like an idiot.
So I am very, very nervous because tomorrow starts my Cycle Bar boot camp. So hopefully by Sunday, I will finally be a Cycle Bar instructor. But before that, I have to go through this boot camp process. So tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, I will be on the bike from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oof.
Yeah, so I'm just very nervous. So all of your prayers, your good vibes, your good energy, please send them my way because I'm very nervous. I just don't want to be overwhelmed.
You got this, girl. And tomorrow we're talking about that latest Peloton ad. Speaking of cycling, it's causing all kinds of controversy. So we're going to delve into that tomorrow's show.
All right. Well, hey, we can't do that unless we get on out of here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Porkchop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.